Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The good news just keeps on coming. I know, you know, you may be trying to figure out what's all this fallout going to be from McCarthy getting kicked out. In the scheme of things, it's this big. Oh, Kevin, it was monumental because it's the first time it ever happened. Should it have been? Isn't this something that we should be holding people's feet to the fire for quite a bit? This is the third in line for the presidency, and they're squishy. At least the Republicans are. We'll get to that in a bit. We're going to talk more about this whole fallout from Matt Gaetz's gambit to get rid of McCarthy. I talked a little bit about it the other day, but, you know, you put it into context. By the way, there are people that want Trump to be Speaker of the House. He's like, yeah, if you put me up for it, I'll consider it. You don't have to be a member of Congress to be Speaker of the House. I didn't know that. I mean, I didn't know it at the time. I knew it later on, but may only be symbolic, folks, but I love this action that was taken by the acting Speaker of the House, a guy named Patrick McHenry. What's with all these Macs? McCarthy, McHenry? Who else is it going to be next? McMuffin? But anyway, the McHenry is the acting Speaker of the House, and he did something that, quite frankly, when I learned about this, I was like, well, why wasn't this done before? This was an article that was in Politico, and they essentially, McHenry told Pelosi, get the heck out of this cushy office you've had for all this time. After the Democrats were defeated in the 2022 midterms, Pelosi kept her cushy digs. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I don't have cushy digs. These people live like kings and queens. I can only imagine what Pelosi's office looked like. I mean, I've been up on the Hill. I've been inside of many offices up in Cannonville and all the different buildings, Senate and House. And there's some nice offices, but I bet you Pelosi's was a palace. Needless to say, I've never been in that one. Anyway, she was defeated in 2022, but she kept her office. And it dawned on me, is this one of the reasons that McCarthy's gone? Did he not have the chutzpah, you know, to say to Pelosi, look, you reigned up here for a long time. You're out of here. But the Speaker, I didn't know this, but I think he assigns, you know, like, here's where you can stay, here's where you stay. And I know that there are some Republicans that I've seen relegated to the dark recesses of the building, the dungeon, if you will. They get no staffers. They get no support. When you're persona non grata, that's what you get. But Nancy Pelosi gets defeated, and she keeps her cushy, beautiful office. Anyway, McHenry emailed Pelosi notifying her that she needed to get out of the office or it'll be rekeyed. One of his first acts is acting speaker. He orders former Speaker Pelosi to vacate her Capitol hideaway by Wednesday. That was yesterday. I love it. I love the symbolism of it. There's a new sheriff in town. Get out of here. Now, there's more to it than that, and we'll get to that, but here's what he wrote. Please vacate the space tomorrow. The room will be rekeyed. She's got one day. Now, look, both sides can play these games, and I'm going to bet you money the Democrats have been playing this game for a long time. But both sides can play this game. The Democrats can say, oh, we're in charge now. You're going to get out. You're going to get out. You're going to get out until finally somebody says, okay, here's what we'll do. If we get reelect, you know, reassigned, and for whatever reason politically, we're going to leave each other alone. We're going to work together. We're not going to be petty. But you know what I like? I like the pettiness of it. Please vacate. Now, I'm not telling you that McHenry should remain Speaker, but this act alone puts him at the top of my list because I know this is one of these shots over the bow. This is, it isn't nuclear, but it's a MOAB, the mother of all bombs, to drop this on Nancy Pelosi. The fact, though, that he is a close ally of McCarthy does make me take pause. Some say that the move against Pelosi was strictly retaliatory. She wouldn't support McCarthy in helping him retain power. So that was her political payback. We're going to take your office away. Now, think about the ramifications of what I just said. McCarthy was hoping Pelosi would keep him in office. And you wonder why we call it the Uniparty. According to McCarthy, here's what they said. As passage of the recent 45-day clean continuing resolution, Pelosi had promised not to support Gates if a motion to vacate was filed. So he already was looking for a workaround for his commitment that he made to the Republicans. He's looking for the loophole. And the loophole involves working with the Democrats against the better issue of the better nature of Republicans and what we're trying to get accomplished. He was working against us, colluding with the enemy. He thought, me, holy mother of Joe Biden, what are you trying to do here, McCarthy? And in typical leftist fashion, the former Democrat speaker stabbed the now former Republican speaker in the back. I love it. I just do. People don't get it. If I was on the Hill and I was playing the game, boy, woo, I would be ripping. People would be like, man, forget the art of the deal. That Jackson, everything that comes out of his mouth has an angle. It sounds good. You know, it's like the genie. They grant your wish, but it's not the way you want that wish to be in the end. I was thinking of a joke. The genie guy says, I'm not going to tell it. It's a funny joke for guys. I'm just going to leave it at that. But anyway, it made me chuckle because I'm thinking they would say, boy, don't even, if it sounds good from coming from Kevin Jackson, walk away. I would make it so enticing. These fools would be like, man, what's this guy doing? Anyway, Nancy Pelosi actually colluded against them. She encouraged her caucus not to save McCarthy. And, of course, they joined a small group of Republicans and they ended McCarthy's tenure. What a great lesson for Republicans. You partner with Democrats, you get screwed. No money left on the table in the morning either. Much more coming up on one of the greatest shows in radio. Thanks to me.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's a topsy-turvy world out there in politics, and it will be for quite some time. The Republican Party is the MAGA Party. It's the party of the Make America Great Again. And as the Republicans go down kicking and screaming and colluding with the leftists, they're going to find out they're not going to survive it. I don't know, you know, you could argue Matt Gaetz colluded with the Democrats to get rid of McCarthy. I don't know that he did. I think McCarthy put his eggs in the wrong basket. Matt Gaetz played a smart hand, and he got rid of McCarthy. You know the thing. So Pelosi gets kicked out of her office as well, which is a great icing on the cake for conservatives, true conservatives. McHenry comes in, acting speaker, says, "You're out of here," and kicks her out. I would have loved to have been videotaping. You want to talk about, would love to be on the Hill while they are videotaping, and I would be videotaping Pelosi staffers carrying out her fat, you know, 75-inch TVs and the leather sofas and whatever else she's got in that cushy place that she was at. I would have loved to videotape that. Anyway, she lost her office and she wasn't happy. Blasted the eviction in the statement, quote, as a sharp departure from tradition. Adding that she had given former Speaker Dennis Hastert a significantly larger suite of offices for as long as he wished during her tenure. I don't know if you remember, but I think Hastert ended up getting kind of kicked out or something. But, okay, great. So you gave Hastert something. Good for you. Times have changed. I don't know if the Republicans are going to learn much of a lesson here. But I will say this. Nancy Pelosi helping vote out a speaker, making history, colluding to get rid of a Republican Speaker of the House, that's a sharp departure from tradition too, isn't it? And if the Republicans are smart, and they're not necessarily, they will heed the lesson from this. There is no compromising with terrorists who represent the Democratic Party. These people, for the most part, are evil to their rotten core. And they will pursue their demonic agenda with a fervor of 10 Satans! It's true. So kudos to McHenry for sending a small little shockwave through the Democratic Party elites. And I suggest that people film Pelosi leaving. I mean, hopefully they did. I don't know if anybody got it. But if you did, please let us see it. I'd love to see it. And I want to see where they banish her to. Where's she going? Is she going to some bottom basement closet? Send the real sign to Democrats that MAGA represents the true Republican Party. And this is a cataclysmic moment. This is a cathartic moment for the Republican Party. They're not going to embrace it. I'm going to tell you right now. Don't get your hopes up. But boy, what if they did? The MAGA part of the Republican Party, harkens back to the days, people, when Republicans who fought to end slavery were called radical Republicans. These people were considered radical because they dare believe that people shouldn't be treated as inhumane, that people shouldn't be able to be slaves, and certainly slaves forever, that people should not be treated as chattel, that they shouldn't be abused in the ways that these people bought these slaves and just abused the heck out of them. I mean, just think of all the crimes that go on in this country every single day, the rapes, the murders, the robbery, etc., child endangerment, sex trafficking, etc. And I want you to multiply that times 10. That's what happened to the slave community in this country at the hands of Democrats. And radical Republicans were the people who said, enough is enough. You're not going to screw the country anymore. You're not going to mess over people. You're going to treat people humanely. I want you to really connect with me in this moment and understand that it was your people that fought back, that said, you're going to stop this. This inhumane behavior, this evil. When I talk to you about the evil of Democrats, folks, I'm not downplaying it. I'm not overstating it, is what I should say, in the least. Look at what it's evolved to today, where people just commit crimes. There's no, zero even accountability. Hunter Biden, we'll talk about him a little bit later, but he goes to court. You know what he pleads? Not guilty. So what? He's guilty. Doesn't matter. Joe Biden, the big guy, getting money from our enemies, our sworn enemies. No crime there. Not for him. Not for the Democrats. In fact, they will cover for him. Same way they're covering for Hunter. Same way they're going to cover for Bowman, who pulled the alarm. But you, a peace-loving, I want to go to on January 6th to voice my disapproval of this banana republic election, and they geo-track your phones and they browbeat you to the point where they put you in prison for no reason with zero recourse. That's what we're at. And they wonder why you're starting to want retribution, why you do something as simple as kicking Pelosi out of her office. Oh my God, look at what they did to me. People are rotting in prison for things that they've done nothing for. People are being persecuted by every department within the American justice system or whatever, being persecuted. IRS, DOJ, all of it. Why? Political ideology? To shut you down. The MAGA part of the Republican Party is represented by the former radical Republicans, the people who saw what was wrong in this country and did something about it. The radical Republicans are represented by the 360,000 plus men mostly who died to free slaves in this country. Think about that legacy. When you get squishy, when you start thinking about, well, I don't know, and you start going drifting over left, just remember that. Remember your legacy, what you come from. This is the spirit that moves in America. This is the spirit that makes people come to this country. I've talked about it many times, and I will continue to talk about it. You define that. And what Gates did is defining that. It's a principled person. And I get it, man. I'm suffering in this very moment because of principle. But it's okay. I'm not happy about it. I'm glad I have friends that are there to help me. And everybody's not able, it's sad to say. But I thank the people that stand up and say, Kevin, I get it. I get it. I understand what you're doing. And I'm willing to help. Thank every single one of you. You know who you are. The friends that I've met along the way and some I've known for years. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. House Republicans scrambling to find a new speaker after Kevin McCarthy was voted out of the role this week. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana both have launched their bids for the job. The House currently on recess and a speaker election set for next Wednesday. As thousands walk off the job at Kaiser Permanente across the country, the company says they have made preparations for the strike. If need be, it will bring in including contingent workers. However, patients should expect some rescheduling for non-emergency and elective services. 400 more Ford workers in Michigan being told to not report to work today due to the UAW strike. Ford said those layoffs are not a lockout. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
One person dances in a crowd of people, it may seem weird. As soon as that second person dances with that other person, suddenly it's a dance. Everybody starts. And the dance has begun with the Democratic Party. Happened a few months back. August time frame, I think, is when this happened. Well, Robert Kennedy Jr. declared, and everybody tried to make him a buffoon. Oh, look at him. He's crazy. Now they're saying he's an independent. Maybe he is. I don't know. But here's what I'll tell you. He started dancing. And then a guy named Dean Phillips joined along. So it was bad enough when Robert Kennedy Jr. announced this run against Biden, because he's a Kennedy. And I talked about it at the time. It's not Joe Blow. This is a perennial, iconic family of leftists. In effect, Kennedy was the first to dance. And now Biden is watching the second dancer, this guy by the name of Dean Phillips. Dean Phillips, Democrat from Minnesota, leaving his position in the House Democratic leadership over the party support of Biden in 2024. He's trying to stand on principle. Now, he's an idiot. He's right on this particular issue, but for the most part, he's an idiot. But he says, this is what he said in this thing. My convictions relative to the 2024 presidential race are incongruent with the majority of my caucus. There, what he's saying is, even though he recognizes what everybody's whispering, and he's willing to go public, they don't want their dirty laundry out there. This is what I always laugh about with Democrats. They don't want to show you who they really are. Black Democrats say to me all the time, Kev, you know, man, you ain't supposed to be telling on us and telling people what's going on in the black community. I'm like, oh, really? So you don't think people know? And, oh, by virtue of my blackness, I'm not supposed to tell people that we've got high crime rates, high pregnancy rates, high dropout rates. I mean, oh, I know. It's a well-kept secret. Idiots. Yeah, it was a well-kept secret among Democrats about Harvey Weinstein. It was a well-kept secret about Jeffrey Epstein. It's a well-kept secret about Bill Clinton and the Clinton family and the Obamas and all the other things that these leftists do. Well-kept secrets. We know all their secrets because they're so bold, they tell you up front, yeah, so what, we molest our pages. So what, we sexually assault and we just pay people off with your tax money. So what, when none of the policies that we have work. And we know this. Grin and bear it. You'll be all right. He says he felt it appropriate to step aside from his elected leadership. I celebrate Leader Jeffries for his remarkable and principled leadership and extend gratitude to my outstanding friends and colleagues for having created space and place for my perspectives. I'll continue to abide by my convictions, place people over politics, and support our mission to deliver security, opportunity, and prosperity for all Americans. Onward! None of that do the left deliver. None of it. That's a campaign speech. This is a guy that's setting himself up for bigger things. That's all it is. Just admit it. Phillips, you're being self-serving. You got a modicum of truth in there because Joe Biden needs to go. but so does your party and everybody in it. And the people that you're lauding are idiots. I'll prove it. So, co-chair of the House Democratic Policy and Communications Committee essentially gives a scathing rebuke of Joe Biden, but you're not going to hear it unless you learn how to listen the right way. Let's play that clip.
If I sum this up right, you are not interested in being a candidate for president technically yourself right now, or are you?
That's a fair statement.
Okay.
What I'm technically and legitimately doing is representing. I'm a representative, and I'm representing what I believe to be the majority of the country that wants to turn the page. Tired of the meanness and the fear-mongering of Donald Trump, I would like to see Joe Biden, a wonderful and remarkable man, pass the torch.
I stop there, even though there's a lot more to it, because in that statement, there's so much. He says the majority of Americans, I'm representing the majority of Americans. He's not. He's representing his own people. But he's letting you know this isn't just my little representative area. This is all of America. And he's going to reference polling and things like that. But he's also telling you what's behind the scenes. And he'll even say it. Because Chuck Todd said it earlier, and I didn't play the full clip, but he alludes to, hey, people are starting to talk. And my whole thing about this is what the left doesn't want you to know. This is their dirty little secret that's out in the open, that Joe Biden is out. The dirty little secret that's out in the open is Joe Biden didn't get 81 million votes. The dirty little secret that's out in the open is J6 was not some conservative insurrection or Republican insurrection started by Trump. The dirty little secret that's out in the open is Joe Biden was cheated into office. And what they want you to understand is you don't actually have a vote. And that's the secret that isn't out in the open. Your vote doesn't count. And so what they're trying to figure out right now is, and this is what Dean Phillips doesn't realize, he's upsetting the apple cart. Because no matter how bad Joe Biden is, they can put him into office. Now, I don't want this to discourage you. You need to go vote. You screw up the algorithms. Because let's say there's 100 million total votes that are out there. And Donald Trump gets his 75 million. And Joe Biden gets his 82 million. At some point, people are going to go, this doesn't work for me. These numbers don't add up. The more you keep the pressure on them, the worse their algorithms perform and the more mistakes they make. Anyway, I'm going to just focus on, we're going to go back to what he said. The majority of the people want Biden out. He's speaking for the majority, not just his majority, all majorities. The entirety of America wants to see change, and he knows this. Let's play the rest.
Cement this extraordinary legacy.
You don't want him to run for re-election.
I believe what's in the best interest of the country. And by the way, this is not how everybody thinks, but I do believe a majority wants to move on.
Now, you might have missed that first, last little part. He said, cement the legacy. The legacy of what? If Joe Biden is cementing a legacy, why is it you want to move on, Dean Phillips? And Chuck Todd's pushing him. You seem like you definitely want this L because everybody wants it. The majority of the country wants it. We'll move on.
I hear from way too many people. Now, the news was that I was meeting with donors. The fact is I listen to normal Americans every day and my own feelings. And
this
the fact
all about
is,
age?
This is, no. This is about how people feel. By the way, it's not about what's real all the time. It's about how people feel. People want to turn the page. I think that's fair to say.
Notice how this guy couches his language. He's trying not to. No, it isn't necessarily right what these people feel. Oh, you mean the inflation? The ability to not pay their bills and eat their food and all this other stuff? Or is that what you're talking about? What are you talking about specifically? You're talking about legacy. You're talking about all these great things that Biden's done. But then you say, no, we got to turn the page. Chuck Todd asked him, is it about age? No, it's not age. And it's not even that people disagree with him. It's just that's their perception. He's burying all this in nonsense. Let's play the rest. Well, not the whole thing because I'm going to interrupt it again.
As a Democrat, I adore Joe Biden. He saved this country. He can cement his legacy. My real call to action right now is not about me. The call to action is to ask the president to pass the torch. There is an extraordinary bench of people ready to go, proximate,
who would you like to see in this position?
I would like to see a moderate governor, hopefully from the heartland, from one of the four states that Democrats will need.
So let's see, Gretchen Whitmer? You'd like to see her, or is it Tim Walz, your home state governor, Tony Evers? Help me out here.
You just said a few names I think would be great. Josh Shapiro. There are a number of people. J.B. Yeah. Pritzker. Some people have asked me that I not use their names because of this institutional fear that it might impact you down the road. This is the time to meet the moment.
And this is where you get leftism at its finest. This guy named some of the worst governors in history. Whitmer? Pritzker? Whitmer is of Michigan, just so you know. Pritzker is Illinois. Worst governors on the planet. He calls these people moderates? Unbelievable. So he's already showing his true colors. He doesn't want a moderate governor. He wants a leftist governor that can continue these policies. And the only thing he cares about is youth. He doesn't want to let you know he's an ageist. For the record, I'm an ageist when it comes to Biden. Biden is 80-something years, 82 years old, but he's chronologically 112. And they know it. His brain can't handle it, his body can't handle it, and he doesn't want to say this. He doesn't want to tell you there is no legacy. The legacy of Joe Biden is a legacy of getting cheated into office, cheated during the midterms, and what we're left with. Rampant inflation, which is the worst thing you can do to a country. Inflation. Our money value is worth a lot less, and it's getting worse. Folks, we have not reached the end of the road here. We haven't. We are in a recession. We're technically in a Great Depression, but nobody wants to recognize it. I have a few friends that do. So this guy wants to be complimentary while also at the same time telling you, well, he's the greatest guy since sliced bread. We need to get rid of him. He's the bread slicer, but we need to get rid of him. Well, he's not fooling me. And what I'm telling you is this is the prevailing attitude of Democrats around the country. He said it, his words. He's checked with everybody, not just big donors. Well, he's right. People are sick of the Democrats. They're certainly sick of Joe Biden.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that. This
I really don't know okay. The answer is.
You don't know yes or no if the laptop
I don't have
was
any
yours.
Idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
And you didn't drop off a laptop to
no.
be repaired
no.
in Delaware?
Not
no.
that I remember at all. At all. So... we'll see.
As the old saying goes, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. That was Hunter Biden blatantly lying about his laptop. Now, I don't know if you have any kids, if you've ever had your kids lie to you. That is like watching a little 3-year-old or 5-year-old lie to you. It wouldn't surprise me that kids today going, "Hey, Mom," to the teacher, my homework, it could have been stolen. I mean, it could have been eaten by the dog, or it could be Russian misinformation. You know, you just never know, teacher. And the teacher going, you know what? You're right. You're right, little Kevin. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Hunter Biden proves that Democrats experience the best of white privilege. They are, in fact, above the law. Look at Hunter Biden's record. This is a crackhead whoremonger who involves himself in illegal deals with the world's shadiest characters, making millions of dollars from his for his family. All of this is public knowledge presented by none other than dun, 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 Hunter Biden himself. And nothing happens. I remember when Donald Trump said, and I'm paraphrasing it, but it was something along the lines of, I could shoot someone in the middle of Times Square and they and the supporters would still back me. They'd still support me. And I remember thinking, well, that's pretty cocky. Let me tell you what, that is nothing. Nothing compared to Hunter Biden. Look, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if Donald Trump were to shoot somebody in Times Square, if his supporters would back him. You want to know how I don't know? Because he's never shot anyone in the middle of Times Square. But here's what I do know. Hunter Biden has done every single thing that he's been accused of, and then some, and the feds haven't laid a finger on him. And just think about that for a moment. Let's just take one little thing, okay? Hunter Biden on his taxes declared his sex club dues as golf club dues, like as if he were taking clients out for golf, which you can do that and you can deduct that. But he didn't go to golf. You can't take clients to your sex club. I don't know about you, but I would revolt on paying for Hunter Biden's sexcapades. So, he blatantly lied. He did this to avoid paying taxes. In other words, if you go to your sex club, you can't deduct that. But if you say it's golf, you can. So, he intentionally lied about his tax, what he did with his taxes. And you know, the only thing they did, just pay off your taxes. Correct it and pay off your taxes. So in other words, we understand your intent. You weren't really trying to avoid taxes when you took a deduction for something that you legitimately know you couldn't have. No, that wasn't tax avoidance or tax evasion. You're good because your buddy pays your $2 million tax debt. We're all good. That's all we were after was the money. So it isn't about rule of law, is it? It doesn't appear to be. Is the FBI, did they use that to leverage Hunter to get to the bigger guy? In other words, let's say this is Kevin Jackson, and I'm the big guy. And they go to one of my sons, and they say, listen, you got some pretty shady business here on your taxes. You think, but they suspect I'm the guy running it. Do you think they would stop, that they would go, you know what, somebody pays your fee for you? That would trigger a whole another series of investigations. But for the sake of this discussion, yeah, they leave it alone because they're not trying to get to me. Or would they do like they do in the movies and say, listen, kid, we don't want you. We'll take you, but we don't want you. We want your dad. You want to know what my little half-Negro children would do? They'd sell me out because they should. If I was doing something illegal and their butts were on the line, I would rather they sell me out than they get in trouble. So they should. But is the FBI going to leverage Hunter Biden to get to Daddy so Daddy can admit what he's done? Or are they going to allow them to continue this wall of quiet, you know, this wall of, well, we never use his real name. He's my uncle's brother, but that doesn't imply he's my dad. Pedo Pete, that's one I'm still interested in. So, I don't know what would happen if Donald Trump shot somebody in the middle of Times Square. If there was somebody shooting at him, I'd forgive him. If there was somebody that threatened him or whatever. But I will say this, Trump gains loyalty because he's down to earth. He brings up stuff like this. I know a lot of people think that's not presidential to say something like that. It isn't. But if it's something you feel, whether somebody likes it or not, say it. You probably said something like that. Man, these people love me so much, they'd do anything for me or whatever. You've alluded to it in some way. He maybe says it in a way that you don't like it, but here's the deal. He didn't kill anybody in Times Square, but Hunter Biden is guilty. He's above the law. And what do they charge him with? The least of his possible charges, the gun charges. What did the little wonder boy do? Well, he appeared for his arraignment, and he pleaded not guilty. And for the life of me, I'm saying to myself, is this the message that Joe Biden and his family want to send out to the world? Is it Hunter didn't do anything wrong? Really? Well, I disagree. He demonstrated how leftism works. Hunter knows he's guilty, and he did what leftists do. He says, I'm not guilty. Prove it. So what? You have all the evidence. Prove it. So what? You got bank statements on my family. You got SARS documents, suspicious activity reports. You have wires from Chinese communists going to my dad's address. You have my bank account shared with my father. You have my own words from my laptop that I left with a guy that I'm now fighting and suing him over, as well as suing the IRS and a bunch of other people, because I'm going to protect my lie. You got all this information. You got all this data. You got all this proof, this evidence. Prove it. Because I got everything on my side. White privilege, Democratic privilege, you name it. Elitist privilege, people that really run the country privilege, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's why I'm pleading not guilty. So what I made a false statement in buying a firearm? So what I made a false statement related to the information required to be kept by the federal firearms license dealer? So what I have one count of possession of a firearm by a person who is an unlawful or addicted user of a controlled substance? Who cares? I'm Hunter Biden. Now here's the deal, people. I'm not telling you to throw the book at the guy. These charges carry up to 25 years in prison, and you can bet your butt that there are people who are serving that time. And I don't know that they should. Each case may vary individually, but it needs to be dealt with truthfully and in front of America. And the notion that he would plead not guilty to something he's obviously guilty of amazes me, but then again, it doesn't, because all I got to do is look at his daddy, the guy who's Mr. Transparency, who wants you to believe that he really believes he won the last election and got 11 million more votes than Barack Obama. Most Americans know with 100% certainty that Joe Biden is the big guy, which means he accepted money from America's enemies. He altered legislation to keep his part of the deal. So put another way, VP Biden sold out America, and President Biden resides over the cover-up. And boy, did he teach his son well. Hunter got his brother's widow-turned-girlfriend, eventually wife, to throw the weapon into a garbage dumpster near a school. That's what crackheads do. You know what? Throw it away. Maybe one of these school kids will get it and go shoot somebody. And that'll continue the circle of life. Still wondering who dropped the baggie at the White House? Folks, you can't get leftists to admit their lies. Hunter's guilty, but he knows he can escape on a technicality. He's a Democrat whose father provides cover for his crimes.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.